I'm all over the place tonight because there's this big white elephant in the room, and do you know what? I just have to talk about it.
Go ahead.
I think it's time to get it off my chest. I'd like to talk, Matt, about Chris's announcement that he did this week on Radio 1 when he said that the Chris Moyles show is coming to an end soon. And do you know what? To do it justice, if I'm going to talk about it, I think I need to borrow one of Chris's music and have the right relevance to it.
Okay.
Matt, I don't know if you heard, but early on this week, Chris said the Chris Moyles show was leaving.
Right.
We had 27,000 texts in about an hour and a half on that morning.
27,000.
27,000.
That's incredible.
It's like a record, because we didn't even ask for these texts to come in. And all week, we've been having Twitter messages and text messages, and it just felt to have a bigger impact than I expected it to have.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason... I wanted to bring it up tonight because we talked on the show about having a bit of a support group. Here's some of the texts that come in.
Go on.
Right? I know it sounds very self-indulgent, but I really would like to get to the bottom of this. It says, what happens to the rest of the Chris Moyles show team when he leaves? Chris Moyles, really sad, upset by the show, no matter whatever happens in your life. Over the last 8 years, the show's always been there. We will miss it. That's from Jonathan. And it goes on and on and on, thousands.
Mm.
It's just a radio show. So why has a show finishing had that kind of impact?
Well, it's something that's featured in people's lives for many, many years, and it's part of their routine. And also, we're talking about the morning, which is when most people have really, really fixed routines. So, you know, you're part of the furniture, if you like. And then suddenly that's taken away. In many ways, that's like the breakup of a relationship, almost like a shock breakup. And you have to go through all the emotional processes to deal with this, as you would dealing with the breakup of a relationship. At the moment, it's pretty clear, Ali, that you're in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah? And that you don't know how to process these feelings. But the thing is, that's absolutely fine. It's okay to be in shock.
Because it feels so stupid. I mean, I'm sure the majority of people who just tune in to, you know, to many radio stations, one of which will be Radio 1, will kind of go, what's the big deal, you know? But, you know, there are some people, as we've seen this week, that kind of are upset about it.
Yeah, it will affect some people in very different ways than others.
And the fact is, come the end of the Chris Moyles show, there will be another breakfast show. Grimmy is going to do an amazing job. And could it just be that, you know, the fear of change is actually bigger than the reality of what it's going to be? Because when Grimmy takes over and you have a new bunch of friends listen to in the morning, it might be that your routine will just be the same.
It'll be different, but it'll be the same, if you see what I mean. It's a different voice, it's a different set of friends. I think people are always a little bit reluctant to accept change. Nobody really likes it, you know. If you're settled and you're happy and suddenly you get change, you think, well, what's it going to be like? But as you say, once that happens and you move on and you embrace it into your life, then things will settle down and things will be fine. But, you know, in terms of you and in terms of Chris, you've had a big shock. It is just a question of going through all the feelings as if it was the breakup of a relationship. Keep talking about it. That's a great way of making sense of all the things that are going on in your head at the moment. Give it some time, give it some space. I mean, it all stands to reason it will work. And then in time, you'll come back and you'll remember all the good things, all the great things that the show had to offer.
Well, what's good is it hasn't happened overnight.
No.
There's a few more months of the show left, so you'll be able to hear it out to its conclusion. If you miss the show, you'll be able to get podcasts and stuff and store them and listen to them in the future. And if it's just the characters on the show, if the people it is that you like listening, if you want to hear about Dom or Dave or Tina, me or Chris or whatever, then nowadays you've got Twitter and Facebook and stuff, you can keep up with what everyone's doing.
There's no escape from you, Ali.
So it doesn't matter.
Everywhere.
Exactly. I did think, should I delete my Twitter for the end of the show just to make a clean break? But I think that's a bit harsh.
Dramatic.
Actually. I think that'd be a bit harsh on me, actually, because I just love the conversation and I'll probably be still there talking about the Chris Moyles show in months to come.
No, that's fine. You know, people change, people have different kind of needs, but it'll all be fine. It all will work out.
Well, we'll make sure we go out with a bang and we'll make sure that the Chris Moyles show ends the way it should.
Brilliant.
We'll have lots of fun the next few weeks.
Good.
Thank you, Matt. Weird moment over. We'll now move on with the show. 03700 100 100 if you want to get hold of us. 81199 on the text. More of your calls and texts coming up after Maroon 5. I'm at a payphone trying to call.